Welcome to this Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an atmosphere offset session for jungle and old school DNB vibes. In this session, we're not treating atmosphere like background wallpaper. We're using it as a timing tool, a tension tool, and a way to make the whole track feel like it's breathing around the drums and bass. That's the mindset here. The atmosphere should never just sit politely on the grid. It should drift, lean, arrive early, arrive late, and sometimes even seem to miss the bar on purpose. That slight instability is exactly what gives old-school jungle and darker DNB that haunted, hypnotic energy. So the first thing we do is keep our atmosphere materials in a dedicated group, call it Atmos, and keep it separate from the drums and bass. That separation matters. In DNB, the kick, snare, and sub are the pillars of the track. If your atmospheres are crowding the center, the whole mix gets fobby and loses impact. So in the Atmos group, use EQA to high-pass most layers somewhere around 120 to 200 HE, maybe even higher if the texture doesn't need any body. Use utility if a layer is too wide or if it's threatening the mono center. And if the group needs a bit of glue, use a gentle glue compressor, but don't overdo it. We want cohesion, not flatness. Now let's build the main pad bid. Load something like Wavetable, Operator, or Analog on a MIDI track. Go for a dark, simple pad sound. Nothing too pretty, nothing too polished. Old school jungle works best when harmony is suggestive rather than obvious. Think root note, flat 7, maybe a minor 9th flavor. Keep it murky and emotionally ambiguous. Once the pad sound is there, turn it into an instrument rack and map a few useful macros. A really good macro page here would have filter open, motion, width, reverb throw, noise air, and attack. Filter open should control the cutoff range. Motion can move Wavetable position or LFO depth. Width should spread the higher frequencies, not the low mids. Reverb throw should let you perform from close and dry to huge and misty. Noise air adds a little dust and texture. And attack lets you move from a soft swell to a slower cinematic fade-in. The key idea is that these macros are performance states, not just mix knobs. One position should feel like a foggy intro. Another should feel like surgical drop support. That's how you make the rack useful across the whole arrangement instead of just for one sound. Now comes the big technique, offsetting the pad against the phrase structure. Don't let everything start neatly on bar one, and then repeat with robotic certainty. Let the atmosphere enter late on one phrase. Let the next layer arrive early before the drop. Let a swell land on the end of four before a snare fill. Those tiny shifts change the emotional feel of the whole section. In arrangement view, try starting the pad 1/8 note late on the opening phrase. Then bring in a second layer one bar early before the drop. You can also use track delay if you want the atmosphere to sit behind the groove overall. A little positive delay, maybe around 10 to 25 milliseconds, gives that lazy dubby drift. A slight negative delay, maybe around minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds, can make the atmosphere feel like it's lunging forward. Both can be useful, depending on the mood. Now let's make a ghost atmosphere layer. This is where the track starts to feel haunted. Resample your pad, or resample a reverb tail, break noise, or a short synth phrase. Record a few bars of it as audio, then warp it and stretch it slightly. Try texture warp mode if you want a hazy, unstable character. Add a little saturator, maybe just a few dB of drive. Then shape it with auto filter or EQ8, and maybe add echo with low feedback so the repeats smear out without taking over. The trick here is to offset this layer against the main pad. Nudge it by 10 to 40 milliseconds, or shift it by 16th note so it trails behind the main texture. You can even reverse every second bar for a pull-in effect. That creates this ghost-in-the-room feeling where the atmosphere seems to be following itself. Very jungle. Very airy. Very effective. Next, build a rhythmic atmosphere layer. This is where the atmosphere starts interacting with the break instead of just floating above it. Use chop textures, hats, vinyl crackle, filtered stabs, or resampled noise. You can build this in simpler, drum rock, or by chopping audio directly in arrangement view. And here is the important part. Don't double the break. Answer it. Put a texture hit after the snare. Let a hiss land before the kick. Drop a little reverse tail into a ghost note. Leave space where the snare needs to speak. That negative space is what keeps the groove punchy. A useful processing chain here would be auto filter high pass somewhere around 300 to 700 HZ, a touch of redux for grit, and maybe a short delay for space. If the layer needs more edge, drum bus can help, but keep the drive low. You want texture, not trash. The goal is to make the rhythm feel alive, not busy. Now let's make this playable. Put an audio effect rack on the Atmos group and map a full control page. A good macro layout might be density, darkness, space, motion rate, dirt, stereo spread, duck, and rift. Density controls how much of the layered atmosphere is present. Darkness moves the filter tone. Space handles reverb size or wetness. Motion rate changes the pace of modulation. Dirt adds saturation or lo-fi character. Stereo spread controls width, but only in the upper frequencies. Duck controls how hard the atmosphere gets out of the way of the drums. And rift is your wild card, the macro that suddenly opens the filter, boosts delay feedback, or flips something into reverse. Think of these macros as a live arrangement surface. In the intro, you might keep darkness high and density low. In the pre-drop, you raise space and motion. During the drop, you reduce density and increase duck so the drums stay solid. And in a switch-up, rift can give you a dramatic change without needing a whole new section. Very important here, use sidechain and ducking so the atmospheres support the drums instead of blurring them. Put a compressor on the Atmos group and sidechain it from the drum bus or kick and snare. Keep the ratio moderate, attack fairly quick, and release in a musical range so the atmosphere breathes after the hit. You only need a few dB of gain reduction to make a big difference. A really advanced move is automating the compressor threshold by section. Duck harder in the drop, duck less in the intro. That lets you keep a rich, wide atmosphere without sacrificing clarity. And in jungle, clarity around the snare is everything. Now let's shape the arrangement like a story. In a 16-bar intro, keep the atmosphere stripped and mysterious. Maybe just the filtered pad, some subtle noise, and a little rhythmic movement. In the pre-drop, increase motion and tension. Let a reverse swell pull into the first impact. In the drop, reduce the atmosphere to side layers and short punctuation so the drum and bass can dominate. Then in a later 16-bar variation, introduce a new offset pad or a sharper, high texture to refresh the ear without breaking the vibe. For the outro, strip it back again so the track is easy to mix out of. This is where phrase logic matters. Don't just repeat loops forever. In DNB, arrangement discipline is what makes the detail feel expensive. Every 4-bar and 8-bar block should have a purpose. Some blocks should build. Some should breathe. Some should tighten. Some should open up. Also, don't be afraid of negative space. Sometimes the most powerful move is not adding another layer, but muting or filtering the atmosphere on every 2nd or 4th bar. That gap makes the next hit feel bigger. It creates expectation. And expectation is tension. If you want the atmosphere to feel even more human and volatile, make it less perfect than the drums. Tiny timing drift, tiny stereo drift, tiny filter movement changes all help. In old school jungle especially, that slightly unstable quality is part of the charm. It feels like the track is alive rather than assembled. A great advanced trick is to make your macros interact with each other. For example, one knob can open the filter while also reducing reverb and increasing ducking. That way, the sound feels like it's moving forward, not just getting brighter. That kind of macro behavior is what makes the arrangement feel intentional. You can also use section-specific rack snapshots. Duplicate the rack or save variations for intro, build, drop, and outro. Each one can have a different balance of width, dirt, and motion, while still sounding like the same song. That's a very pro way to keep continuity without sounding repetitive. For an extra old-school touch, resample after processing. Print a version with saturation, echo, filtering, and maybe a little pitch instability, then chop that result into new material. That worn, haunted texture is gold for jungle and text-up adjacent sounds. One more thing, keep the atmosphere doing more storytelling in the intro and transition sections than in the drop. That's often where the emotional identity of the track lives. The drop should hit hard and stay focused. The intro and build are where the space, mystery, and motion can really shine. So to recap the core idea, atmosphere in DNB is not decoration. It's timing, tension, and arrangement energy. Use macro-controlled racks to shape darkness, width, motion, and space. Offset your layers by small timing amounts or phrase positions. Keep the low end clear. Sidechain the atmospheres so the drums stay in charge. And arrange the textures across intro, build, drop, variation, and outro with real phrase logic. For practice, build a 32-bar atmosphere system with 3 versions. An intro haze that's soft and wide, a groove pressure version that's more chopped and sidechained, and a drop edge version that's minimal but characterful. Use one instrument rack, one audio effect rack, at least 6 macros, and at least one resampled clip that you warp and edit. Make one layer enter early and another late. Then listen to the whole thing and ask yourself, does the atmosphere feel like it's circling the groove or sitting on top of it? If it's circling the groove, you're on the right track. That's the jungle energy. That's the tension. That's the motion.